months and I make movies. So I'm super busy. So I sleep 4 hours, I have endless energy. Every year I get stronger, I get better instead of sicker and colder and tireder and, you know, weaker.
Planet Raw Organic Restaurant, situated in picturesque Santa Monica, California, opened in 2000 to glowing reviews. International travelers and locals visit the unique restaurant for an awe-inspiring, truly unforgettable dining experience. It's practically a world tour of exquisitely seasoned American, Indian, Italian, Japanese, Mexican, and Thai cuisine. Planet Raw is operated by world-famous raw vegan food chefs Giuliano, the owner, and Ariel, and serves the finest cuisine straight from Mother Nature's kitchen. Using only fresh, organic produce that is brought in daily, the chefs work their magic to combine nature's bounty into tantalizing, healthy meals that will leave you feeling happy and energized, and maybe even otherworldly.
The only thing why we're so successful in raw foods is we admit that the best food in the world is junk food. For example, like our pizza, we pour extra cold pressed olive oil, our olive oil, which is the best olive oil in the world, by the way. We pour extra cold pressed olive oil over our pizza, just so when you take a bite of it, so you're like, wow, this is a greasy pizza, just like everything else, but it's amazing. It's amazing because, you know, you're eating your favorite fatty foods minus the toxins, and we replace those toxins with, like, instead of butter, you know, nuts or seeds, which are really good for you, don't make you fat. Even though they have high contents of fat, they don't actually make you fat. They may just make your hair, skin, nails, and bones lubricated and soft. So it's amazing.
Giuliano's culinary artistry has been the focus of media coverage since the mid-1990s, from the New York Times to GQ magazine. Considered the quintessential healthy hotspot in Los Angeles, USA, Planet Raw entertains Hollywood and international celebrities, including Bill Cosby, Barbara Streisand, Harrison Ford, Gisele Bündchen, Jim Carrey, Justin Timberlake, and Steve Jobs, to name a few.
And I think the very good thing that I could see in your restaurant is it's so beautiful how you present it.
Yeah.
It's very colorful.
The food is beautiful, you know.
You put some flowers. I mean, it's very creative.
Yes, absolutely. The food is so beautiful, it, like, inspires you, then you use it, then you're re-inspired, then you use it some circle of inspiration.
As a pioneer in raw food cuisine, Giuliano's innovative recipes have been met with raving reviews since he opened his first restaurant in 1988.
But that's all there really is, look, texture, taste. And, you know, if you got all three, a 10 plus, like us, all the time, then, you know, you're fine. You can't go wrong. And that's why we've been in business 23 years, you know, as a restaurant. I mean, no raw restaurant has been open that long. You know, we are not going anywhere. We have books out, TV shows. You know, we have so much stuff coming. And it's like we haven't even started yet.
Testaments from the satisfied patrons of this planet-loving restaurant tell us why Giuliano's been so successful all these years.
So you just eat the dish from Giuliano. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It has a nice flavor to it. Raw foods tends to have a little bit more flavor, a little bit more intensity to the spices, and you can taste everything that you're eating.
I feel so energetic. It's one of the best places to come to get healthy and feel good. So I know when I come here, the food's consistent, the smoothies are just euphoric, and the whole experience is amazing.
I think Planet Raw is a great place. I think they're consistent in their way of preparing the food. They're also very well identified in their recipes. Okay, and the way they put things together. So, you know, raw food, and if it didn't taste right, would you eat it? No. But this tastes incredible. So, and I'm pretty much hooked on it. I come here all the time. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Anybody that really wants to get away from being obese or, you know, diabetes or any of those sort of things, diseases out there, I highly recommend a raw food diet.
Is all this talk making you hungry? Let's go see what surprises Giuliano has for us.
I'm going to make a pizza. I know that. All right, so we have this buckwheat crust. It's really great. This is the stuff that was baked on the sun, okay? Baked in the sun on a rock. We're going to make this little pizza. Okay, and we'll make two of these. Why not? Okay, so any good pizza has a good crust, period. So this is just macadamia cheese, okay? Boom, macadamia cheese. And it's really good. We make all kinds of cheeses. They're whipped in the blender. They're really good. So we make all kinds of rich creams and, you know, there's, like, if you come over, you can see there's, like, multitudes of them. There's, like, this is a peanut sauce, but really it's almonds. This is just a different kind of cheese, you know, so there's tons of different kinds you can see around here. This is a ranch dressing. None of these are obviously cream. They are all, or tofu even. They're all nuts and seeds based, so that's the amazing thing about them. And, you know, tofu's great, but it's not the greatest. So, you know, might as well go with the greatest. Anyways, so we're going to put some more cheese on there. It just looked like it needed a little more. I'm going to throw some marinara in here. Boom, this is heirloom tomato marinara. It's really good, and good pizzas, sorry, they get a lot of marinara. So next thing I like on my pizza is just a little bit of lettuce, just a little lettuce, parsley, basil, oregano, tarragon, and rosemary. Now I make a little pile of all these, maybe a little more rosemary. I love rosemary. Make a little pile of all those. I'll be right back. We're going to take out a cleaver. And we're going to gonna just give this a little chop. Just chop it all together really nice, you know. Get all kind of in there. This is a good move. Watch this. Ching, everything clean. See that? Put it on top of here. And you know, you can't tell me this pizza's not going to be amazing now. And there's a lot that can go on here, but we're going to definitely put these mushrooms. These are really good mushrooms. So we just drop those on there. Boom. Get a little more on here. Just use them all, why not? There. Little mushrooms on there. So, onions, like every other pizza. Thank you. Little onion action. This gets kind of long, but I'll fly through here. Okay, garlic. So, I like garlic on my pizzas. A little garlic here. Maybe a little more on this one. Okay, so they're gonna bring us some garlic right now. Put our ginger back. Now, it's kind of strange, but I'll tell you, ginger is great on pizzas. I don't know why, on Italian food, I mean, sorry. On Italian and Mexican food, for some reason, ginger is great on there. So we like to use some ginger on those foods. Even though you wouldn't think you would definitely. Lemon juice. All right, I'll move on to... This is heirloom tomato. It's a pineapple heirloom tomato. So we'll slice this up really quick. And you can even use the stem here. I wouldn't usually use the stem, but heirloom tomatoes, you want to use the stem. There. Just drop it all on there. And this is the most gourmet pizza ever invented that can ever exist on the entire planet, okay? We're going to put a little more tomato on that one. Look at these beautiful tomatoes. They're like these yellow. They have different names for them. They're really cool, like Oxnard or pineapple or something. They have a bunch of different names. So, now, my favorite thing when I was little was pepperoni pizza. Let's put a little more over here. My favorite was pepperoni pizza. So, what do we do for pepperoni? Do we have sun-dried tomatoes? Yeah. We use sun-dried tomatoes. That makes some great pepperoni. But we're getting them from the back too. We're a little unprepared because we're really busy for lunch. All right. Now some olives. Green olives, yes. Look how nice this is looking. Do you miss anything here? Are we missing anything here? I think not. Thank you. Now, pepperoni, what do we do for pepperoni? Heirloom sun-dried tomatoes. Oh, yeah. Look at that. I mean, look at this, how beautiful this is looking. Yes, it doesn't look like a real pizza, but you'll be amazed at the taste. We're going to take some of this amazing high-end salt. Look, it's just from crystals. It's great. We're going to take a little bit of salt here. Just splash this on here. This salt is great. Now our pizza is going to be salty and it's going to be greasy because we're going to put a fresh olive oil on there. Oh yeah. Let's see, lemon juice I put the mushrooms. I like a little more rosemary just because it's just calling me. A little more oregano. We wanted to get more garlic. Just a little more of this, boom. We'll throw some jalapeno on the pizza. Can we find out if the people want the pizza spicy or not? So I'm gonna make the one I'm making for me spicy. But the one for the customer, we have to ask them. Who took the pizza order?
I did.
Do they want it spicy? Spicy? Smart girl. Okay. No, spice is just, you know, it brings the flavor out of food. Thank you. Okay, so a little more garlic here, because garlic is the king. There we go. A little more. Yeah, we need a ton of garlic on your pizza, and it will taste amazing. Let's definitely put a few chives on here. Just chop up some chives really quick. Just for looks. Ah. A little more parsley, just because parsley's great all over the pizza, just because it looks beautiful on there. Let's see. Let's run through all the ingredients now. Let's make sure we got them all. I got them all. Okay, we're cool. So, you guys, we'll top it off with some beautiful flowers. I love these flowers. I'll put it right here where it's boom. And we'll get this guy out of here because it's a little wilty. And now it's, you adjust this a tiny bit. Turn this. Put a little of bing. There we go. We'll do this one too. Why not? Okay. And we have the most beautiful pizza ever made on the planet. Yes, and the best tasting and the best for you. On a buckwheat crust baked in the sun on a rock with macadamia, ricotta cheese, heirloom tomato, fresh heirloom tomato marinara, and heirloom tomato, sun-dried tomato. So three heirloom tomatoes on there, three kinds. So this is incomparable to anywhere in the world. Salt from the highest point of the Himalayas. I mean, this is just the highest end you can get, and so is the rest of this. Right on. Thank you.
Find out more about Planet Raw and Chef Giuliano at www.planetraw.com or call 001-310-587-1552. We look forward to your company again this Wednesday, March 2nd, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We'll talk more with Chef Giuliano and find out more about the nature-loving raw food lifestyle and how it has transformed his life for the better. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. May your life be filled with abundant health and vitality.
Hi, I'm Giuliano, the owner of Planet Raw in Santa Monica. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.